Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, today the House of Representatives is voting on a bill that overhauls how the U.S. regulates chemicals in common household products like shampoo and furniture. The bill is an update to the Toxic Substances Control Act, which was passed back in 1976 and doesn't regulate tens of thousands of chemicals. The new bill attempts to change that, but some environmental groups are still opposed, including the Environmental Working Group. Scott Faber joins us. He's Senior Vice President for Government Affairs there. Scott, welcome.
Great to be here.
Well, this bill has bipartisan support. It has the support of the Environmental Defense Fund, where you actually used to work. Congressman Frank Pallone Jr. just switched yesterday in favor of the bill. He had been a vocal opponent. Why are you still against it?
Well, the bill is certainly much better than the version that came out of the Senate a few months ago, and that's thanks to folks like Frank Pallone. But frankly, the bill doesn't do enough to quickly review the most dangerous chemicals in commerce, and it doesn't give EPA the bulletproof safety standard, the bulletproof legal authority that the agency needs to ultimately ban chemicals and substances like asbestos.
What do you mean by bulletproof? What would you like the bill to do?
Well, there's a safety standard that's in current law. It's called the Reasonable Certainty of No Harm standard that guarantees that EPA would not have to consider cost when determining whether or not to ban a substance like asbestos. This bill includes a sort of a new untested safety standard that doesn't go quite as far as the reasonable certainty of no harm standard we already apply to pesticides and food chemicals. And so, frankly, we won't know until the first court judgment whether or not EPA has the clear legal authority to ban something that we all know causes something as dangerous as mesothelioma.
But are you letting the perfect be the enemy of the good here? The Environmental Defense Fund is calling this the best chance in a generation to act on this issue.
There's no question that in some important ways, this bill is better than the worst environmental law in the books. But, you know, honestly, that shouldn't be the test. The test should be, is this bill strong enough to meet the expectations that all Americans have? And those expectations are simple, that the most dangerous chemicals are quickly reviewed by EPA to make sure they're safe. And in two ways, the bill falls short. First, it doesn't provide the resources the agency needs to get through the most dangerous chemicals. And secondly, it includes this untested legal standard, this untested standard of review that, frankly, won't be resolved until the first court judgment.
When you say the most dangerous chemicals, give us a sense of the chemicals that you're thinking about.
Well, asbestos obviously is something that has no place in commerce. It's been banned in more than 50 countries, but it's still legal in the United States. That's exactly the kind of substance that should be banned quickly. Flame retardant chemicals that have been linked to serious health problems, BPA, which is still being used in food containers. There are a number of chemicals that we know have been linked to serious health problems, but haven't been regulated. And our hope is that this bill will give EPA the tough deadlines and some resources to move quickly to review and, if necessary, ban or restrict those chemicals. But we're concerned there that this bill is a compromise that may not go far enough.
Another issue that I know that you've got with this bill is that states will not be allowed to, going forward, set their own regulations and make their own laws about certain chemicals if it comes into conflict with this bill.
Well, look, states have been the only cop on the chemical beat for decades. TSCA, the federal law, has been effectively broken since 1991, and states have stepped into the breach. More than 40 states have stepped in to regulate chemicals in different ways. And this bill does put some new obstacles in the ways of states. From our point of view, first of all, it makes sense to find a way for states to continue to play a role, and they've provided an important backstop in case this bill isn't as good as some people hope it will be.
So you believe this bill is not as good as it could be, but it looks like it is going to pass. What would you say to members of Congress who are thinking about this now before they vote on it? Should they vote against it?
Well, I think every member has to make that decision for themselves, regardless of whether this bill becomes law or not tomorrow. Most of the progress that will be made in the next few years won't come because of this bill or because of anything that EPA does. It will come because consumers and responsible companies will be demanding that the most dangerous chemicals be driven out of commerce. And, you know, that's the fact of life, because it will be probably at least a decade before this bill leads to a ban or a rule restricting a dangerous chemical. The responsibility will continue to fall on consumers and responsible companies to keep really dangerous chemicals like formaldehyde and flame retardant chemicals out of our everyday products.
That's Scott Faber, Senior Vice President for Government Affairs at the Environmental Working Group, which is a nonprofit research organization that is against the current bill that's in Congress on chemicals. Thank you so much, Scott.
Thank you.